Italy and France have sent a letter to the European Union asking for a revision of the Schengen border treaty that permits passport-free travel throughout the signatory countries, a move they announced at a joint press conference following a meeting in Rome on Tuesday. The request comes as the two countries work to manage the massive influx of North African migrants, most of whom are Tunisians, taking advantage of a breakdown in border policing at home in order to reach European shores. In their letter to the EU, the two leaders called for a strengthening of the Union's border control agency, Frontex, and said the revision must include the possibility of reestablishing temporary internal border controls in case of exceptional difficulties.
Nous voulons que Schengen vive. Mais pour que Schengen vive, Schengen doit être réformé.
Sarkozy told reporters, "We want Schengen to survive, but in order to survive, Schengen must be reformed." Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi discussed a number of international developments during his remarks, including Italy's increased involvement in the NATO operation in Libya.
Lo scopo di quello che noi facciamo è quello di proteggere la popolazione civile.
Berlusconi explained that the decision will involve Italian aircraft in the conduct of airstrikes on selected military targets with a view to protecting civilian populations. Both Italy and France want the Libyan opposition Transitional National Council to gain access to frozen Libyan assets, as well as to revenue from Libyan oil sales. Italy is to host a May 5th meeting on NATO's Libya campaign in Rome to discuss increasing diplomatic and economic pressure on Gaddafi, as well as providing additional support to the opposition. On the question of Syria, both Berlusconi and Sarkozy expressed concerns over the government's crackdown on demonstrators, though they were reticent about the feasibility of achieving international consensus over military intervention there. I'm Chris Altieri.